Thank you very much. We'll be entertaining later at down at Red's. It's our real gig.
Any requests that we could play for you? Exactly, my thoughts exactly. It's exactly. When I was a...
Man, you know, harken back to the days when... I'm so glad the days are finally gone where no one says Fox on the Run, aren't you? No one says Fox on the Run anymore. Does my heart get... See snake eat live dog. Just recapping some of the highlights tonight, folks.
Get your cigazettes and magazines.
Yeah, there you go.
Cigazines and magazettes. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
Step in there.
Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, you know, he used to have the Everly Brothers, the young Everly Brothers, on his traveling show with him. And they remember the tales of a bowl of beer. Thank you. I'm a simple beggar, just a bowl of beer.
Come on down to Red's Recovery Zone. Have a big old fat bowl of beer.
Speaking of bowl of beer, let's have the big magic ball for this last portion of the show here. Fired up. Oh, folks, don't we know how to have fun? I'm telling you, they laugh at us boomers, you know, but we know. Yeah!
I always wanted to feel like Dick Clark.
Ah, a bowl of beer and a beautiful bouncing ball. Whoa. Oh, yeah. It's perfect for this next song.
Spiritual sport is taking on a new dimension.
But Bill Monroe used to pull into town with several trucks with a folded-up circus tent and... talking to me, yeah. And their whole trip was that the bluegrass boys had the first thing they had to do is go out and they'd have to, like, play the local baseball team. And it was like Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence, you know?
So it's
just,
hard to talk.
They just kind of, I'm getting, ooh.
It's hard to talk and look at that ball.
It's stopping, it's stopping, it's turning around. No, yes, no. Wow. No wonder I can't dance. John Travolta, I'm not. Okay.
Step right in there, Pete.
I'm counting the polka dots myself.
That's later.
Staying still, damn you. What's wrong with this?
You won't stand
but,
still.
I don't know if this was a good idea after all. At least it's not a strobe light. Can you imagine? Blink your eyes real fast and pretend I'm in a strobe light. Cool, huh? So Bill Monroe would pull into town.
Do that again.
I missed it the first time. Okay.
Monroe would pull into town. First thing they'd do is they'd have to, like, it was like Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence, you know? It's like, oh, nothing. Just, I'm whitewashing the fence, you know? Bill and the boys would be going, oh, yeah, we're going to put up a circus tent later. Yeah. You got to be real strong to do that, though. But you boys, we'll just play a little baseball with y'all. You don't know. You don't. No. You can't swing those hammers. No. You know. So they beat the local town and team in baseball. And then the guys who really wanted to put up the circus tent, they'd say, well, okay. They let the guys help put up the circus tent. You know, big, huge hammers slamming the posts into the ground. And after that, they'd say, well, Now it's time for the championship wrestling match. You boys got any strength left? And of course, all these guys were going, oh, yeah, you know, we got strength. And then Bill would, he'd himself wrestle several people in
is
the
that
town.
When Bill got in the bear suit?
That's right. That's right. And so after they beat him in baseball, had him put up the circus tent, and then wrestled them all into exhaustion, the Bluegrass Boys would put on their suits and stand up on stage and play for 3.5 hours. And make sure that all the local men had the moonshine being passed amongst them. And, well, when the show was over, there were all these fresh young ladies all dressed up going, well, you boys, how long are you staying in town anyway for, you know? And all their men are like, well, I only tell that because that's the least of the anecdotes that I can explain about the Bluegrass Boys.
The ones you can tell.
Yeah, it's the ones I can't tell, but they're going to come out soon. In the, I think I've had enough of this polka dots here.
No, man, I got
I'm
starting to I'm going to
ignore
the
them.
Dots.
So when I was a bluegrass boy with Bill Monroe, you know, I never realized it, but when I joined the band, I had to learn how to drive the bus that they called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we used to leave the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana.
Bebop Blossom.
Home of the Brown County Jamboree, and up there, well, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. Get that kid out of here.
Everybody got your seatbelt on?
Man.
I think we're pushing about 9 G's, Captain.
What kind of orbit is this? Can't we make it do something else? Come on.
Nah, let's live with it.
Yes. There you go. All right, much better.
They'll be talking about this for years.
I was like, this part. Oh, God. Ah. Oh, please, faster, faster. Oh, that's course. It has to go back the other way.
No, it never does.
That was our little show there, folks. Thank you.
It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. See you all later. Good night. Well, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were standing beside the bus on the very quiet road watching the sunrise over the mountains of eastern Kentucky. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music, you can hear what he calls the ancient tone. The pitter-patter of ancient tones. He walked up to me and said, Pete, don't you ever forget it. And I wrote these words to it, and we call it the Walls of Time.